In the 2004 comedy Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan's character describes some of the fashion choices young women make every October 31st.
The hardcore girls just wear lingerie and some form of animal ears.
Doesn't she look great, honey?
What are you?
I'm a mouse. Duh.
In this next story, KGOU's Haley Thornton looks at just how you define an appropriate Halloween costume.
Witches with long noses shake on their brooms and come to life with the sound of a clap, delighting customers getting into the spirit of Halloween. The walls of Party Galaxy are lined with hundreds of costumes for people to choose from, but this little girl already knows what she's going to be.
I'm
going
to be a ladybug.
Really?
Yeah, at home.
But for others, deciding on a costume is a little more difficult.
I don't quite know, to be honest. Still got some time yet, but you can't go wrong with being like Top Gun type guy.
That's Todd. His girlfriend Courtney looks at all the women's costumes. From sexy nun to polka hottie, there's a clear theme. But she says she doesn't mind.
I mean, to me, it doesn't bother me. I've bought a Halloween costume before, and you pretty much have to wear shorts underneath it, because, you know, if you do anything besides stand up, you're going to flash somebody, which I prefer to be a little bit longer, but I think everyone likes the idea of Halloween and getting a chance to kind of wear the kind of sexy kind of costume without being judged for it, because everyone else is dressing up too.
But University of Oklahoma Liberal Studies and Affiliate Women and Gender Studies Department Professor Roxana Alavi says that although it's okay to be sexy, how the costumes are fitted sends a negative message.
Well, I actually don't think Halloween is a special event in any way whatsoever, because I think it's just an extension of ordinary, everyday sexual objectification of women and women's bodies in the media. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with being sexy or sexual. I think what the problem is when we tell girls and women, it's like, that's the only asset that you have.
Alavi says the sexy costumes are only made for thin, big-busted body types that only 5% of people have. She sees this not only through her research, but through her 10-year-old daughter.
I saw this, like, the devil woman costume for little girls. I was like, what do you think of the Halloween costumes? And she said, they seem sexist because I don't have a tiny waist like those girls want me to, clothes that I have to wear. So it doesn't mean I don't get to wear those. It also tells younger people that this is what that's what society wants men and women to look like. And again, if you don't look like that, if you don't fit in that mold, then somehow you have less value.
These suggestive Halloween costumes are in local stores and on websites. Sahan Fard, the general manager for Roma Costumes, a company that designs and distributes American-made costumes, says that it's just for fun and for the best look.
I think it's a day where they can actually act crazy and do whatever they want in a different way, but doesn't necessarily define anything. They're adorable costumes. At the same time, they're sexy because it's either short, the back is open, and it shows a little bit of cleavage. I believe the sexier one gives it a bit better look.
Fard also said that their research shows that women are wearing short skirts and sexy outfits on dates and out to clubs on weekends, so they're catering to the demand. So for Courtney and Todd, their Halloween tradition remains.
So I think it's a way to kind of test boundaries, because it's a night where you don't judge quite as harshly. You can dress up and have fun, and it's a costume.
I don't mind her wearing it.
For KGOU, I'm Haley Thornton.